This is Aung Lee, and I'm reading an excerpt from the novel Life of Pi by Yann Mattel. In this excerpt, the main character Pi Patel and a Bengal tiger are on a lifeboat on the sea. I saw a sight that will stay with me for the rest of my days. Richard Parker had risen and emerged. He was not 15 feet from me. Oh, the size of him. The hyena's end had come. And mine. I stood rooted to the spot, paralyzed, enthralled to the action before my eyes. My brief experience with the relations of unconfined wild animals and lifeboats had made me expect great noise and protest when the time came for bloodshed. But it happened practically in silence. The hyena died, neither whining or whimpering, and Richard Parker killed without a sound. The flame-colored carnivore emerged from beneath the trampoline and made for the hyena. The hyena was leaning against the stern bench, behind the zebra's carcass, transfixed. It did not put up a fight. Instead, it shrank to the floor, lifting a forepaw in a futile gesture of defense. The look on his face was of terror. A massive paw landed on its shoulder. Richard Parker's jaws closed on the side of the hyena's neck. Its glazed eyes widened. There was a noise of organic crunching as windpipe and spinal cord were crushed. The hyena shook. Its eyes went dull. It was over. Richard Parker let go and growled, but a quiet growl, private and half-hearted it seemed. He was panting, his tongue hanging from his mouth. He licked his chops. He shook his head. He sniffed the dead hyena. He raised his head high and smelled the air. He placed his forepaw on the stern bench and lifted himself. His feet were wide apart. The rolling of the boat, though gentle, was visibly not to his liking. He looked beyond the gunwale at the open seas. He put out a low, mean smell. He smelled the air again. He slowly turned his head. It turned, turned full round, till he was looking straight at me.